It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. The Board of Regents met on four different UC campuses Monday, but the message from students at all of them was clear. No more tuition increases and no police action against nonviolent protesters. Ben Edler has more from one of the meeting sites, UC Davis.
Who's university?
Student after student from campus after campus spoke for 2 hours. UC Davis sophomore Nico Reynoso criticized the budget cuts, tuition increases, and what she called police brutality.
These cuts and this climate will disproportionately affect the working class, students of color, and other marginalized groups.
Once the board ended the unusually long public comment period, groups of Occupy protesters at Davis, UC San Francisco, and UCLA interrupted the teleconference. That forced regents at all campuses except UC Merced to move into alternate rooms. When the meeting restarted, the board signed off on UC President Mark Udoff's proposed salary increases for about a dozen top executives.
We do not do this lightly, we do not do it often, but sometimes we need to bring salaries into line with what other institutions are paying so that we can retain critical staff.
Regents also approved a spending plan for next year that relies on $400 million more from the state than the UC is getting right now. But there's no guarantee lawmakers will give the university what it's asking for, and no idea on where the UC would get the money from if they don't. In Davis, I'm Ben Adler.
After the Regents' meeting, nearly 200 students, faculty, and union members occupied a building at UC Davis. The university said the group was peaceful and business at the building went on as usual. That's the California Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Prell.